السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Criminalizing conscience. Dawah carriers under siege. The fig leaf has fallen from Western civilization. Its slogans of freedom of speech, opinion, and thought have been exposed as selective tools used by Western governments and their client regimes to suppress those who challenge the liberal secular order. They have thrown them into prisons and detention centers, depriving them even the basic human rights and legal protections that these regimes themselves claim to uphold. It has become clear that the promoted quote-unquote freedom is the freedom of perversion and the practices of the Epstein class, and not the freedom of speech, opinion, and thought as claimed by the prominence of Western civilization and those infatuated with it. Since early 2025, the U.S. government has intensified pressure against Muslims and non-Muslims who oppose its policies, especially those who speak against the genocide in Palestine or challenge support for the Zionist entity. It has enacted tyrannical laws criminalizing anyone who calls for a just cause, such as supporting the aggrieved Muslims in the blessed land of Palestine. It has also expanded visa and immigration scrutiny under the familiar banners of quote-unquote national security, quote-unquote counterterrorism, and combating quote-unquote anti-Semitism, turning political loyalty to the Western order into a condition for entry, residence, and even naturalization. Meanwhile, the U.S. government and the Zionist entity continue slaughtering and liquidating everyone in the blessed land of Palestine in pursuit of emptying the land of its legitimate inhabitants and forcing them into exile to any country willing to accept them. Added to this is the arrest and imprisonment of more than 10,000 Muslims in the prisons of the Zionist occupation, including the venerable Sheikh Isam Amira Abu Abdullah, a Jerusalemite imam and preacher. He was thrown into occupation prisons more than 2 years ago, at the start of the ethnic cleansing operation in the blessed land of Palestine, and he remains behind bars because he raised a cry of distress from the pulpit of Masjid al-Aqsa to the Islamic Ummah and its armies, calling for support and aid for their people in Gaza and all of Palestine. The repression has extended beyond prisons to public spaces, mosques, campuses, protests, and social media, where words of condemnation against America and the Zionist entity are increasingly recast as extremism, incitement, or security threats. On the domestic U.S. front, students who protested the crimes of genocide were pursued, denied continuation of their education, and some were deported. Laws were enacted to revoke residence and threatened to strip citizenship from those who oppose the government's policies supporting every tyrant on earth, including the Zionist entity. What is certain is that Western civilization, built on the idea of freedom, is the first to trample and violate its slogans. It is also certain, historically and presently, that Islamic civilization is the humane civilizational alternative that respects human rights as a creation of the creator of the universe, humanity, and life, making his blood, wealth, and honor among the inviolable sanctities that no one may violate from any quarter. Allah Almighty said,
"In أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون."
For this reason, we decreed for the children of Israel that whoever kills a soul, unless it be for manslaughter or corruption in the land, it shall be as if he killed all mankind, and whoever saves it shall be as if he saved all mankind. Our messengers have certainly come to them with clear proofs. Then indeed, many of them thereafter, throughout the land, were transgressors. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 32. Therefore, it has become an indisputable truth that demanding the Islamic civilizational alternative worldwide is the duty of sincere callers to the deen, who do not accept injustice against all of humanity from those running the tyrannical Western civilization. Muslims in America and throughout the West must carry this light with clarity, courage, and ideological discipline, calling humanity out of the darkness of secularism and capitalist tyranny into the justice, mercy, and guidance of Islam. Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as conveyed from his Lord Almighty.
Ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, waj'altahu baynakum muharraman fala tadhalamu.
O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and I have made it forbidden among you. So do not oppress one another. Sahih Muslim. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in America. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.